Say mama.
Mama.
That's good. Can you say dada?
Dada.
That's pretty good, but can he say rock and roll? Guess so.
Can you say rock and roll, please?
So, usually when you have a kid, or at least I remember when I had a kid, my music taste changed in ways I didn't expect. And one of the ways was is that abrasive stuff didn't feel like it fit. You haven't gone that way.
No, the complete opposite. I don't know. We've talked a little bit about this. My tastes have gone a complete opposite direction. My music that I listen to has gotten louder. And that the band we just heard is a pretty hardcore group of guys from Albany, New York. They call themselves Drug Church. That song was Deconstructing Snapcase. Deconstructing Snapcase. And it's from their full-length debut record that's out July 23rd called Paul Walker.
Yeah, mess around.
Yeah, they say about their music, there's no messages, no lessons, no hugging for sure. It's just very raw, hard, unadorned rock. And actually, they have this really funny quote from their website describing their music. It's just music you can push pit and stage dive to so you can forget for a moment that you have eczema and work at Pizza Hut.
Awesome.
Drug Church.
So the summer was coming, and I was thinking, here's what I was thinking. I was thinking that I know you, and what one of the things you really, really like for summer, when we all think about rolling down the windows and screaming songs out the window, you mm-hmm. love to, you love language. You love...
I love to hibernate.
Yeah. Hibernate and generally slower, quieter music. So I figured summer was coming. I was going to pick a bunch of summer songs that would fit well for your mood.
Oh, I think I may have the exact opposite this go around.
Okay, so we're going to alternate between something really, really rocking, and I'm going to pick all the things that will put everybody to sleep. You'll pick everything that will wake people up.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear a song called Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus?
No, I don't think I know that.
This song's been in the movie Married to the Mob. It's been in Silence of the Lambs.
Well, right away, those drums alone is something I would completely tune out, so...
You have to rain on my parade here. Trying to tell you a story here. So, the song was done 25 years ago. There's now there's going to be an anniversary version of this song. The original version is coming out on a 12-inch with a remake, and the remake is being done by John Hopkins, who we dearly
love. Wow.
Right? And the other person involved in it is a fellow named Hayden Thorpe from Wild Beasts.
Oh, okay.
And they did a gorgeous, slow, languid summer version. Just for you, Mr. Hilton.
You have my attention.
Here we go.
Fly.
If that version had been used in Silence of the Lambs, so much creepier. That is just haunting.
The writer of that song was a fellow named William Garvey. He died a few years ago. The singer, the Q Lazarus, is her name's Diane Lucky, and her whereabouts are just unknown. Mona Deegan, who put together John Hopkins and Hayden Thorpe, produced a record for a label called Mona Me, said that no one knows the whereabouts of that woman. So maybe you out there, Diane Lucky?
She's probably a pretty big fan of this show, probably a big listener.
There you go.
And this is her big chance now.
So was that a summer song for you?
Absolutely captured the vibe that I normally have when I think of summer. Languid is a good word for it, where everything feels like it's passing in slow motion. And you're not really awake or asleep. You're in this netherland.
So now you're going to do my kind of summer.
Well, possibly. This is an artist named Ebony Bones. Have you heard of her? Her real name is Ebony Thomas. She's from Britain. She's been making music for a few years. Really hard to pin it to any specific genre. I can't really say, well, it's part disco and a little funk and hip-hop. And but it is very symphonic. It can get really big. The vocals get huge on her songs. She's also an actress, and so her music is very theatrical. Her stage shows are very theatrical. And she's getting ready to release a new record called Behold, A Pale Horse.
And Another horse.
I find it's just a very bold record, but very mysterious.
I'm going to get us from the bones to you got us from horse to horse. I'm going to get us from bones to bones.
No way.
Yeah, you wait.
All right, well, this is Ebony Bones, and let's listen to the song I See, I Say.
Yeah.
It's a massive, massive record. Actually, a record she breaks up in two parts. It's Ebony Bones. The record is Behold, a Pale Horse. The first part of the record is called Born in Flames, and it includes the song we just heard, I See, I Say. And the second part of the record is called When the Battle's Lost and Won, and it definitely feels, this record feels like a massive battle. Really great album. It's out August 5th.
Amazing sounds.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm going to take us to Zola Jesus. Remember Zola Jesus?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Great, small person, great big voice, and lots of nice electronics usually behind her music and stuff. So, she was offered to do a project with the Guggenheim Museum, great modern art museum, yeah. And so she chose not to do the usual. She chose to find somebody to do string arrangements for her behind her music. Found this guy named J.G. Thirlwell, and he's also known as Fetus. Sort of 80s, no-wavy guy, and wound up doing this unexpected sound from Zola Jesus and J.G. Thirlwell. I'm going to play a song off an album that's coming out, and the song I'm going to play is called Avalanche, parentheses, Slow. And the connection with Bones, it's on Sacred Bones Records. And she says about this, she says the name of the record's Versions. And she says about Versions, she says Versions is about the bone of the music, which I guess sort of means the essence, the thing that holds it all together, right? The skeleton.
Oh, guess it all falls down.
Fantastic voice. It's so nice to hear it unadorned and out front like that.
Yeah, seeing when we saw her and presented her live at Le Poisson Rouge, might have been about a year and a half ago, I was so impressed by the way she sang live.
Mm-hmm.
She has quite a voice, and you're right, that setting really brings it out.
It's interesting she decided to take the song in that direction. It had to be dictated by the space she knew it was going to be performed in. Some artists may have done the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Said, all right, I'm going into this museum, and I am going to just completely
shake it up. Man.
Shake it up, yeah. Yeah.
Solo Jesus, the new record is called Versions, done with J.G. Thirlwell and the Mivos Quartet. It comes out August 20th.
You're really making me work at this now with this music. All right, I've got one more. This is a band called Two Inch Astronaut. Two Inch Astronaut. We first introduced them on our blog a couple of weeks ago. They're a band that Lars Gotrich turned me on to. And they're three guys from our area. They're from suburban D.C. in Maryland. And what can I say? They're loud and fast. They've got a record out now.
And they're out of control.
Their record's called Bad Brother. I want to play a song called Little Short Guy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Little Short Guy.
It's over.
It's song's like a minute and a half long. One of the things I like about
this... It's just about a little person.
Short short guy. One of the things I like about this band is its sense of humor. And, you know, you were talking about that with, like, Iggy and the Stooges. You know, this is a band that's really, at its core, is just having a lot of fun. And I feel that when I listen to this band, Two Inch Astronaut. That song was Little Short Guy from Bad Brother. And if you want more from Two Inch Astronaut, just go to our website, our blog. We have another cut up there called Spank Jail.
I see. And that's at npr.org/allsongs. Spank Jail.
Spank Jail from Two Inch Astronaut, the record's Bad Brother. But now you're going to take us out.
Yeah, no. So I don't want to end and put people to sleep like a lullaby at the end of the night, but I did pick a cut by Sigur Rós.
Oh, well, we can all just drift away with that.
Except you won't. So here's the deal. They've put out a new record already, mm-hmm. which is a surprise number one, because usually it takes a long, long time. Last album came out only 13 months ago, and before that, I think we waited waited 4 years for the record previous 3 years. You get the idea. Three years. And so here it is, 13 months. I just saw him on tour. It wasn't 6 months ago.
Right. That's what
touring for the last record.
Right.
And they lost a band member, and this record is industrial strength Sigur Rós. It's the beautiful turn you'd hope they made. Like, I like their records, like, a lot. Live, it was one of the most magnificent shows I've seen this year. But I just wanted a big surprise from them, and they did it. And this record, it's called, I'll try my best here. I'm told it's pronounced Quaker, but if I spell it for you, you won't think that, because it's K-V-E-I-K-U-R, or Kveikur, if you want to go, like, more Yiddish than Icelandic. And the record's just come out, so I'm going to play you the title track, and we're going to go out, and it's going to be the Sigur Rós you always wanted.
Can't wait.
Good. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
Happy summer.
Ah, it'll all soon be over. I'm already counting down the days to football season.